Russian separatists and Ukraine's army are at it again, with the highest levels of shelling recorded since February. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine's foreign ministry is warning that this might only be the start. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The churches we serve, of course, are wanting to just simply proclaim the gospel and the peace of Jesus Christ and to help people. But it can be a very, very dangerous situation.
But see, through SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund, Christians in Ukraine are helping meet physical and spiritual needs of people who've been displaced. A little of your help goes a long way. Find out what $15 can do at our website.
Continue to please intercede in prayer for these efforts. Pray that they would have open hearts and ears that will hear the gospel.
We're going to switch our focus a little bit from Europe to Asia. See, Christianity is growing in the Philippines, but it's also seeing roadblocks. Last fall, Christian Resources International shipped 6 containers full of Bibles and Christian books to the Philippines. Now, 5 of those containers were detained by authorities, and they haven't yet been released. But that doesn't mean CRI's giving up. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We are in conversation with the president and also the president of the Department of Education, asking them for approval, basically reminding them the impact that this is having and the blessing that it's going to be for the people of the Philippines.
Pray that God would soften the hearts of the authorities and that they would release those containers. Wondering how you can respond to the stories you just heard? Visit us at missionnews.org for links to help put your faith into action. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Believe it or not, it's not too early to plan for 2016. So get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores that'll remind you of who God is and why we should follow Him. Give us a call at 800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.